Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 303. The medical conditions affecting the epidermis are countless. We can say that every individual manifests them in his or her own way because they are determined by the intensity and duration of the conflict. In addition to them, the subjectivity is another determining factor. By the same reason, very often the diagnosis by the conventional medical practitioner creates confusions in the affected individuals. Here again, the GNM understanding of the affections of the tissues or organs is a better and rational method of learning. This is true not only with the epidermis but with all other organs and tissues we learn in GNM. Today also we are continuing with another very common medical condition affecting the epidermis part of the skin, that is psoriasis. Until I learned GNM, I was not able to explain psoriasis in a satisfactory manner, not only to the so-called patients, but also to myself. GNM explains it like this. There are two separation conflicts simultaneously acting but in two different phases, one in conflict active phase causing a flaky skin and the other in the healing phase showing symptoms of inflammation. They act on the same area of the skin, overlapping each other. Therefore, there will be thick and red surfaces under the superficial silvery scales. The specific location of the skin rashes is determined by the nature of the conflict of separation. If there is an associated arthritis as a result of a self-devaluation conflict, along with a separation conflict, the conventional medicine diagnoses it as psoriatic arthritis. I remember I had a patient with psoriasis. His rashes were on both his elbows. The knowledge of GNM helped me to assist him to find out the exact DHS that occurred 10 years back. Before 2 years of the DHS, he fell in love with a girl. He was the elder son in the family. He was looking after his mother, who was a widow, and his three other siblings, spending all his earnings since childhood because his father died several years back. Against all his expectations, his whole family, including his mother, did not support his marriage and he had to conduct the marriage by himself and he had to start living in the girl's house since the day of his marriage. GNM says he had to push both his siblings and his mother away in defense or wanted to get some elbow room, and that is why he got the affections on both his elbows. Similar bilateral affections can occur in both elbows if there is a terrorizing colleague at the work site and an annoying family member at home like one's mother or child. Depending upon whether the conflict is in active phase or healing phase, the appearance of the condition will vary. In all cases of psoriasis, the two upper layers of the epidermis, namely the granular layer and the stratum corneum, are affected. The granular layer is responsible for converting the squamous epithelial cells into keratin, and the stratum corneum for the buildup of keratin to form the white plaques characteristic of psoriasis produced on the surface of the skin. A localized separation conflict or wanting to separate can affect a particular area of the skin. I had a lady nurse as my patient who got completely cured of her chronic migraine. Just before her marriage, she approached me with the psoriasis that completely covered her left breast for the last 4 years. The DHS was like this. She had a very good friend who was a boy during her nursing studies. On the last day at the college, while sitting in a cafeteria, he touched her left breast. This was a gesture she never expected from him, and since then she had the psoriasis on her left breast, which she never got cured by any treatment by any dermatologist. Today we shall discuss one more condition of the epidermis, and that is herpes. They are small, fluid-filled blisters like chickenpox, dermatitis, etc. It can occur on any skin area related to the conflict of separation or wanting to separate. For example, missing to be kissed or not wanting to be kissed, oral sex-related distresses, lip contact with a dirty glass or a straw that was believed to be infected, a cigarette withdrawal, etc. can cause herpetic eruptions on lips. They are also called as cold sores. If the sun is believed to be a triggering factor, one can get recurring solar herpes on the lips or face. This is very much determined by the biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. Friends, the very awareness of eruptions on the skin itself will act as hanging conflict activity for the patients, and that is why I always ask the patients not to look at, rub, scratch, apply any external substance on the affected skin. Only GNM gives us the knowledge that the manifestations on the skin are mostly healing symptoms and that the secret of medicine is to distract the patient and allow the nature to heal itself. Therefore, learn the essence of GNM well. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.